For this I bless you most. You give much, and know not that you give at all. Verily, the kindness that gazes upon itself in a mirror turns to stone, and a good deed that calls itself by tender names becomes the parent to a curse. And some of you have called me aloof and drunk with my own aloneness, and you have said, "He holds counsel with the trees of the forest, but not with men. He sits alone on hilltops and looks down upon our city." True it is that I have climbed the hills and walked in remote places. How could I have seen you save from a great height or a great distance? How can one be indeed near unless he be far? And others among you called unto me, not in words, and they said, "Stranger, stranger, lover of unreachable heights, why dwell you among the summits where eagles build their nests? Why seek you the unattainable? What storms would you trap in your net, and what vaporous birds do you hunt in the sky? Come, be one of us. Descend and appease your hunger with our bread, and quench your thirst with our wine." In the solitude of their souls they said these things, but were their solitude deeper, they would have known that I sought but the secret of your joy and your pain, and I hunted only your larger selves that walk the sky. But the hunter was also the hunted, for many of my arrows left my bow only to seek my own breast, and the flyer was also the creeper. For when my wings were spread in the sun, their shadow upon the earth was a turtle. And I, the believer, was also the doubter. For often have I put my finger in my own wound, that I might have the greater belief in you and the greater knowledge of you. If these be vague words, then seek not to clear them. Vague and nebulous is the beginning of all things, but not their end. And I fain would have you remember me as a beginning. Life and all that lives is conceived in the mist and not in the crystal. And who knows but a crystal is mist in decay? This would I have you remember in remembering me. That which seems most feeble and bewildered in you is the strongest and most determined. Is it not your breath that has erected and hardened the structures of your bones? And is it not a dream which none of you remember having dreamt, that builded your city and fashioned all there is in it? Could you but see the tides of that breath, you would cease to see all else. And if you could hear the whispering of the dream, you would hear no other sound. But you do not see, nor do you hear. And it is well.